Saturday morning bluegrass at this hour of the morning. It's kind of a nice thing. It brings back a lot of memories. And so do the people in front of me, 75% of them anyway. I don't know Jim Scott, the banjo player as well, but Bob and Karen Artis. I was trying to think how long it's been. It's been a long time. And Bernie Cunningham here as well. And the four of them make up what is really probably among the region's finest bluegrass groups. And when it comes to traditional bluegrass and just the amount of time they've spent popularizing, introducing people to bluegrass here in the Pittsburgh area, and as they travel to all terrific players, all terrific people, join me now as we welcome the Allegheny Drifters.
Drift on down, there's bluegrass just around the bend. Drift down for a while for a song and a smile. Drifting down the old Allegheny. There's a girl way down in a mountain town, back on the trail of the lonesome pine. And she said she'd wait by that old front gate the day I take her hand in mine. I'm on my way. From an old road map. If I drive all night, by the morning light I'll be back in Big Stone Gap. There's a church of stone on a hill back home. You could hear those bells 4 miles around. When you hear them ring one day next spring, it'll be a wedding, so come on down. I'm on my way, hey, to yesterday. Taking new directions from an old road map. If I drive all night, by the morning light I'll be back in Big Stone Gap. If I drive all night, by the morning light, I'll be back in Big Stone Gap. If I drive all night, by the morning light, I'll be back in Big Stone Gap.
The Allegheny Drifters. Gosh, it's good to have you here and to listen. And
I think that just woke us up. I don't know.
Well, you know, I was mentioning earlier, this is Welcome to the Other 11 O'Clock, the one that has an AM. Although you guys have played lots of early gigs.
Oh, yeah.
But I was mentioning earlier the museum. You may have noticed when you came in, there was a big party tent out. I think still they had its big gala last night and a grand opening for Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood, which opens here. Has opened here officially last night, and Ricky and I were both up past our bedtimes, so I think you guys just gave us our second wind. I didn't conk out and go yet.
Well, go ahead.
Well, no, not now. So how have you guys been? It's been busy, I think, right?
Life is good. We've been really busy. This is our busiest summer in a long time, so we're going to keep on motivating through November, I guess, this year before things kind of die down a little bit. We're having a great time.
It's excellent. I know you're going to be playing, and I wanted to be sure to mention this so I don't forget. You're out at White Oak Farm today, right?
That's today, right, 5 o'clock.
And that's in Hampton, and it's part of the Rachel Carson Trail Challenge celebration.
Yeah, it's their 20th anniversary.
Right?
For the challenge.
That sounds great. And you've got a lot more coming up, too. If you go to AlleghenyDrifters.com, there's more there.
Click on schedule and join the fun.
Take a look. And it looks like Chad's going to add, actually, it's a stand, maybe. We'll find out. He's making a quick change.
Some on-the-fly adjustments. Yeah, that's fine.
It's what we do live here. I'm going to ask you, though, while we're talking, and I know some of the answer to this question, but it's still one I want to ask you for other folks. I learned bluegrass reading your book of many years ago. Bob really wrote the definitive book on bluegrass. How, as a California boy here, how did you get introduced to bluegrass?
Well, this is a California boy with Arkansas mom and dad.
Ah.
So the families moved out back when everybody was heading west. Now, around here, everyone's from West Virginia and Kentucky and heads north to work. We're from Arkansas, Missouri, and Texas, Oklahoma, they all go west. And that's And when I was growing up, there was just a ton of music out there.
And when did you come to bluegrass through your folks, or was it through folks you met out west?
Actually, there was a school folk group that had three guitars, and I wanted to join, but I couldn't play another guitar, so someone gave me a mandolin. And so my mom says, you know, while you're playing that, there's one of these hillbilly TV shows that I watch has a band that's got a mandolin. You ought to really watch that. So I watched it, and it was a great bluegrass band, and my mom got me into bluegrass music.
That's something. Yeah. Do you remember the mandolin player?
Yeah, Herb Rice, who was the father of Tony Rice and the Rice brothers. And
what led you to the book?
Hawthorne Books in New York wanted to do, for the bicentennial, a book on bluegrass music. Who's going to write it? So they had everyone submit proposals for writing this thing. I was recommended by a Pete Eichendahl from Bluegrass Unlimited magazine.
Yeah.
Said this guy's I've been writing some things here locally. And so I submitted about my proposal, and they liked it, and that's how the book came to be.
Wow. It is around, I forgot, That's been just that long, bicentennial.
It's a great snapshot for 1976. Most of this stuff is completely obsolete now. So if you want to read it as a history.
Well, you can update that all on the internet. You see, you got your digs in before the internet. So,
pretty much, yeah.
So that's there. And along with Bob Artis, who you just heard, is his wife Karen, who's playing bass. And Karen, it's nice to see you.
It's great to see you too, Larry. It's been a long time.
Now, how did you two meet?
Actually, we're one of the bluegrass marriages here in the area. We met, Bob was a performer at Walsh's for many years with the Dixie Travelers. And a friend of mine, my best friend from high school's husband, was taking mandolin lessons from Bob, and they dragged me kicking and screaming to go see bluegrass. I don't like bluegrass, but I was hooked. First night.
It took us a while going to the same parties before we finally realized that we needed a hook up.
But it's been 43 years we've been together.
Yeah. Wow. And your son Andy is, is he 30 yet?
He's actually 34. He's works for U.S. Steel. He's a steel worker. Music there, though, unfortunately. His musical tastes and ours are divergent.
Well, that happens. I mean, U.S. Steel, you said he's probably into heavy metal.
Yeah, pretty much.
Sorry, it was a real softball.
You had to.
It was a real softball.
I like it, though.
Yeah. Bernie Cunningham is here.
Yes, sir. Good to see you.
It's good to see you, too. And you have some family ties for music for you, right?
Yeah, most of my family's from West Virginia. A couple of my uncles play guitar. I had heard that my grandfather on my dad's side was a good old-time fiddler, but I never got to hear him play, so I don't know that for a fact. But it was said that he was a good fiddler, so...
And Bernie's playing guitar, and it's funny, Bernie is such a good singer, and I also enjoy the songs you write, and I forget how great a guitar player Bernie is, so it's good to have him here.
Thank you, Larry.
And then I don't know Jim very well. I don't think I know Jim very well. It occurred to me this could be Mike Scott dressed up, but not. you wouldn't do it.
Jim, I'm better looking.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
No, I'm from West Middlesex. Grew up in the Hermitage area, just north of 80. Started playing bluegrass just about 10 years ago. You know, just got introduced to it from Playing blues and rock and stuff on the guitar, and then I got introduced to banjo, and it's pretty much end of story.
That's great. How long did you go to bluegrass and then find the banjo, or how
no?
Did
I found the banjo first, and I had no idea what bluegrass was, you know. And I searched banjo music into YouTube, you know.
That'll get
and
you
came
a lot
up
of
all
bluegrass.
This bluegrass. I'm like, what's this? Yeah.
Well, that's great. It's you sound great with these guys too.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a joy to play with these guys. So.
And he's younger than any of our kids, so it's always nice.
Oh, that's good to have somebody.
Brings the average age of the band down a bit. But Jim's also a multi-instrumentalist, and he plays a lot of different kinds of music all over town. He has his own website also, www.jimscottmusic.net. You can check his schedule out. He plays probably as many gigs as we do, double over. So he's a busy guy.
Yeah, lots of work coming out of that banjo. Well, it's good to have you here, and I know we want to get some more music too, but we'll sprinkle in throughout the morning how folks can get CDs, where else you're playing, other projects and such. But again, I just want to be sure we get you on the radio because it sounds so good to hear bluegrass on a Saturday morning. What would you like to do next?
I think we're going to do one from our second CD. We have three CDs out. This is from our second one, and it's a Hank Williams song. And we do this a lot. We've been doing this for a long time, and we just have a lot of fun doing it. If you can't have fun doing it, don't do it. So it's one called Mind Your Own Business.
If the wife and I are fussing, brother, that's all right. Cause me and that sweet woman got a license to divide. Why don't you mind your own business?
Mind your own
mind your own business.
Mind your own business.
Well, if you mind your business, you won't be minding mine. Well, the woman on the party line's a nosy thing. She picks up her receiver when she knows it by ring. Why don't you mind your own business?
Mind your own
business. Mind your own business.
Mind your own business.
Well, if you mind your business, you won't be minding mine. She wears her hair up high. The boys all whistle when she walks by. Why don't you mind your own business?
Mind your own
business. Mind your own business.
Mind your own business.
Well, if you mind your business, you won't be minding mine.
Bertie Cunningham on the lead vocal, Mind Your Own Business. I love that song. And you just, I was kind of shouting Mind Your Own Business on the afterwards in my head. I was doing
well,
that.
We encourage the audience to shout it back to us, too.
We hope some folks were dancing out there, too. Yeah.
Yes, I was dancing in my head. I was shouting.
With cheer dancing.
Dancing in my head. I like that.
Yeah,
there's a song title there somewhere.
One of my bosses, wonderful, actually a real mentor to me, Al Shukro, we would go to office parties, and I'm not much of a dancer, as I think you all know. I don't much care.
We've
yes,
seen you.
You've
dance,
seen
right?
me, yeah. But I remember somebody asked Al, "Are you going to get out there and dance?" You know, and he said, "You got to realize, PhD in chemical engineering, very dry sense of humor." He said, "I'm dancing in my head right now."
Bob head dances too. I can vouch for that. I've only danced once with Bob my entire married life, and it was at our son's second marriage. We had to do the parents'
good,
dance,
it?
But it was nice.
The only, you know, Ricky and I had no dancing at our wedding, but we had our wedding reception at the Elizabeth. We had our wedding reception at Old Economy. We were married at Old Economy. Remember Old Economy? That's going to come up again in a minute. Our reception was at what had been the Ambridge Country Club, which I think is a different venue now. But we didn't dance. But we did go to the Moose that night, where she threw her bouquet at the Moose.
Perfect.
There was no garter. And there was a lot of clog dancing that night. So that clog dancing's okay.
That qualifies, yes.
Yeah, that's a little... It was easier for me. It was kind of like running in place. You guys are going to be at Old Economy coming up.
Yeah, right. Gosh, I don't have a calendar in front of me.
It's June 24th, I believe.
I've got
25th.
It in front.
Yeah.
It's the 25th.
Okay, at 2:30 in the afternoon, I believe.
Correct. And you're going to be in Wampum tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah, tomorrow night, the Wampum Gazebo. It's for their community event at 7.
Great hot dogs. I mean, they have great hot dogs at that event, too.
Well, and if you're in Pittsburgh listening now, Wampum is not that far away.
Oh,
it's
no,
just
it's a
short, you know, 45-minute drive or so. It's a small, I always forget, it's sort of right where Lawrence and Butler come together, I believe. You can find all these dates at the Allegheny Drifters website, AlleghenyDrifters.com. And again, this afternoon in Hampton, we'll talk about that. It's just good to know there's so many opportunities to see you guys out and about.
Well, you don't have to try real hard to see us because we're basically everywhere, especially this summer. So come on and see us, everyone. We enjoy seeing everybody.
It's funny, the music, especially bluegrass, tends to come and go as far as popularity goes, or also the funding from the arts venues. A lot of times funding comes and goes, but this year...
Everything has come together
this
year.
That's clicked, and we've got a lot of work this year.
Yeah, you can always find people that are willing to... you can play for exposure. They want to pay you an exposure.
Well, I've been doing this since 1963. If I'm not exposed by now...
Exactly. Well, and then one of our staff people here is a musician. He said, you know, Woody Guthrie said, you can die from exposure.
That's right.
What do you all want to do next?
We're going to sing an a cappella one now, I think. This is one that's more like a spiritual, I think. Every bluegrass band that ever was, at some point in the show, they have to do a gospel song. It's not proselytizing or anything like that. It's just happy music, and they enjoy singing it. If you can get a message from it, fine. If not, just enjoy it. And we're going to have Jim sing lead on this one. And it's kind of an old-time foot stop on hand clapping sort of a thing, and I'll get a chance to sing a little bit of bass, which I'm not really a bass singer, but I'll give it a good shot. It's one called Here Jerusalem Moan.
Well, I got a home on the other shore, and can't you hear
Jerusalem moan?
And I'm gonna live there forevermore, and can't you hear
Jerusalem moan?
Can't you hear Jerusalem moan?
Can't you hear
Jerusalem moan? Thank God there's a heaven, and it's ringing in my soul, and my soul said, friend, can't you hear
Jerusalem moan?
I got her sister Mary, she wears a little chain, can't you hear
Jerusalem moan?
And on each link is Jesus' name, now can't you hear
Jerusalem moan?
Can't you hear Jerusalem moan?
Can't you hear
Jerusalem moan? Thank God there's a heaven and it's ringing in my soul, and my soul said, friend, can't you hear
Jerusalem moan?
I know old Satan, he wears hypocrite shoes, can't you hear
Jerusalem moan?
If you don't watch out, it might slip on you, now can't you hear
Jerusalem moan?
Can't you hear Jerusalem on, can't you hear? Jerusalem on, thank God there's a heaven and it's ringing in my soul said, friend, can't you hear? Jerusalem on, he's a powerful preacher.
Oh, yeah.
Natural born teacher.
Can't you hear Jerusalem on?
Can't you hear Jerusalem on? Thank God there's heaven and it's ringing in my soul. My soul said, friend, can't you hear Jerusalem
moan?
Hear Jerusalem moan.
Allegheny Drifters. You sounded great. You know, Doyle Lawson has a new album out. We played a bit from Doyle this morning, and it's a pretty good, you know, but Doyle's doing okay at 74.
He always has some pretty good musicians on board. He just knows where to find them.
Yes, he. There's a quicksilvers everywhere.
That's right.
I was listening to the album during the week, and we played one this morning. It really, really nice. And it reminded me how great it is. As you were saying, Bob, you know, while certainly the songs are of religious significance too, they're just good to listen to hear.
It's like hearing, I don't know, Fritz Kreisler play Ave Maria, which is a very Catholic song, but you don't got to be a Catholic to appreciate it. It's just a nice piece of music. And it's the same with a lot of the bluegrass stuff. It's just fun to do, fun to sing, and the audience likes it. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely. Larry in Elwood City just wrote to ask about Wampum. He said he heard you guys play at Wampum last year, and he said, I had a great time. He didn't realize it was happening again. It's tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Sunday, June 12th, at Wampum. And you can get to all of the Allegheny Drifters performance dates at AlleghenyDrifters.com. I'd like to turn it over to you guys for more than one song. You know, ordinarily during this segment, we talk in between all the songs. Bluegrass songs are relatively short. And I also know you guys are very capable of providing your own continuity. So do you want to do like three or so and just I'll be here to help. But
they're exactly 3 minutes and 10 seconds long. We pretty much have that down to a science.
You know what? They are. And when I would play a lot, you know, the music at SLB has changed over the years, sometimes to reflect what is being underplayed on the radio. And when it was all bluegrass, it's exactly right. Like anywhere between 250 and 310. And, you know, when you're young, you can really keep up with those too.
You can ask Jim about that because he's the only young one here.
Yeah, that's true. And fine lead vocal, by the way, on here in Jerusalem.
Very talented young guy.
We're super thrilled to have him.
You know,
you
mentioned Keith Beaver early on. Keith, back in 2011, he was having some health issues.
Yeah, I mentioned Keith off the air. Keith Beaver played banjo with these guys for years. I didn't know that.
Yeah, this is back in 2011, and he came back. But when he was in his absence, we called Jim. I never met Jim at the time, and Keith called me before 4th of July in 2011 and said, you're going to have to find another banjo player. I said, on the 4th of July, everyone's working. What do you mean? Wow.
So we met Jim on stage at the Elwood City Arts
Jim
Festival.
Consented to play with it. And we decided to just go through one song before hitting the stage. And I get the first three notes. That was it. He was in the groove. So fortunately, we got a chance to get him on full time this past year.
Now, Jim, it's hard to tell. Jim's got one of those big Luden Brothers cough drop beards, or Smith Brothers, I think it was.
I think the Luden Brothers had them, too. That was a thing.
Which he can grow in 5 minutes, by the way.
Yeah. Jim's got a kind of a lumberjack kind of beard. So can I ask you, are you under 30?
Yeah, I'm 26.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. The beard makes you look anywhere between 20 and 80.
You just got to water it.
Yeah.
No, mine looks like I'm 80. Not by the way, one night we were playing at North Country Brewing up in Slippery.
Oh, yes.
Jim was our banjo player a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And this pretty young lady was sitting there, and they got to talking to each other and got to know each other, and they're getting married in October.
Oh, look at that. Another Bob wedding. And Karen.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, look at that.
So we're real excited about that. Thank real happy much. For him and Nikki.
Maybe we can open up the Elizabeth Moose for you for your reception again.
We should. We'll bring back Rod McNeil. We'll see if he can come back from the...
Yeah. You know, there's a... not to digress too much, but there's a YouTube video that featured of the Elizabeth Moose.
Gosh,
there's one and only one that I know of, and sure enough, Rod comes on stage, and Dudley Connell was singing, I forget the exact mix of musicians that night, but he came up, made a couple remarks, and forgive us, the late Rod McNeil did so much to just help bluegrass just be vital in the Pittsburgh area and prosper.
And across the country, everywhere, really.
Almost every band that plays bluegrass went through there at one time or another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tim O'Brien even wrote a song about him.
That's right.
Yeah, but seeing him, he would have gotten a kick out of it. Marty, I know you're listening.
Hey, Marty.
Yeah, if you don't have access, Marty is Rod's wife. Rod was always larger than life, and he still is.
Yeah.
I can still hear that booming speaking voice.
Right here at the Moose.
And actually, Bernie and Bob with the Dog Run Boys were the first, bluegrass band ever to play at the Moose.
They had country before that and made the switch with us.
Wow. All they did was move the table and chairs. They didn't even have a stage. It was just come down and play.
Yeah.
Oh, that's something. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thanks for letting us reminisce a little bit.
Well, let's do a song. What do you say, Larry?
Huh? Yeah, that was all stuff that happened before Jim was born.
Yes, don't remind us.
It really was, which is kind of frightening. Yeah, let me turn it over to you guys for maybe.
We're kind of itching to pick here. We're going to have Bernie sing one. This is everyone's heard of Bill Monroe, the father of bluegrass. This was a song that Bill's brother Charlie recorded back in the early 1940s. Makes a great bluegrass song called Down in Caroline.
In the shadow of the pines, there's a girl and I know she's mine. Life's worth living any time down in Caroline. And no matter where I go, she'll be waiting there, I know. And I'll find that gal of mine down in Caroline. Curly hair and eyes so blue, a heart of gold, it's all for you. And I know that she is true down in Caroline. And no matter where I go, she'll be waiting there, I know. And I'll find that gal of mine down in Caroline. She is waiting there for me. Soon her smile of love I'll see. She's all mine when I can be down in Caroline. And no matter where I go, she'll be waiting there, I know. And I'll find that gal of mine down in Caroline.
And no matter where I go, she'll be waiting.
I think we're still all in town.
Why don't we do one, Bernie? Why don't we do this? This is one from our most recent CD. We're going to slow things down a bit and get a little serious for a couple of seconds here and do one called Who'll Sing For Me? We've been singing this song for years and years and years and finally got a chance to record it.
One of our most requested songs.
It kind of asks the question. You know, whenever someone passes along here in the bluegrass world, we sing songs for them, and we kind of wonder when it's our time to move along, who's going to sing for us? So who will sing for me?
Oft I sing for my friends when this cold form I see, when I reach my journey's end, who will sing for me? And I wonder who will sing for me when I come to cross that silent sea. Who will sing for me? When friends shall gather round and look down on me, now will they turn and walk away, or will they sing one song for me? And
that song on our Climb Heaven's Ladder. We did do a gospel project actually as a fan request. We had intended to do it for a long time, but we had a lot of setbacks during that project. Took us about 4 years to get it finished, but that song is one of the ones included on there.
So if you like it, run out and buy it, folks. Our CDs are available on the website if anyone cares to check it out or see us at one of our live shows. And by the way, we play at North Country Brewing. We don't do regular bar gigs anymore. That's something we kind of have let go over time. But we do play at North Country Brewing and Slippery Rock a few times a year, and the Harmony Inn in Harmony, Pennsylvania a few times a year. And we're going to be at the Laurel Highlands Bluegrass Festival, and later on this month, on the 17th and 18th. We got 2 days there. That's always a great time.
Anybody here know a Nikki Faust?
That's my fiance.
Yeah, she just wrote. I knew that. So glad I got mentioned on the radio. I love, love, love the Allegheny Drifters. And I love you, Jim Scott.
Aww. And we love her too.
And Marty McNeil, we love you. She called just a moment ago and said she's reminiscing right along with us. And thank you, Marty. And
if Norma McNeil's thank you, Nikki. Out there too, say howdy to Norma.
Hello, Norma. I would imagine Norma's out there.
Lots of good memories that go a long way back.
Do you know, Rod and I, you know, Rod worked for the county.
Yeah.
And we showed up at a meeting once. I was doing my day job as an engineer. He was doing his day job in planning. And we were at opposite ends of this 10-foot table with four guys or women at each of the lengths of the table. And we're looking at each other, wearing our suits and ties. And we're like cocking our eyes
at
each
other. Do I know that name?
Yeah, we're really like, and all of a sudden in unison, Rod, Larry. The other eight guys were looking at us like
who
we were
these
nuts.
Guys? Yeah,
you know, Rod McNeil treated his bands so well. I mean, out of town bands, he'd take them out to dinner, and with us, it was crackers. He would take us into the office to pay us. Just, anyone here like goldfish?
He would send us home with bags full of snacks.
We'd have bags and bags full of these boxes of crackers.
When I'm out at bluegrass festivals, and there's some of the touring. Big stars out there that I know have been through the Moose, I'll always go up and ask them, do you remember the Elizabeth Moose? And they always start off into a story about Rod.
Yeah. Everyone has a story.
And it's funny. I did. It's very hard to keep those stories inside of you. It really is. The Allegheny Drifters are here. Given the 3 minute and 10 second rule, we have time probably for three or four more songs. And let me flip it back.
I wish we knew three or four more songs.
Well, let's see. We got about actually 10 minutes of radio time, so it's probably two, three.
You know, we haven't had Jim play one on the banjo yet.
Oh,
he's been plucking away back here and taking breaks, but.
Well, especially because we know Nikki's listening.
That's right.
Yeah, we have to send this out to Nikki. And yep. Hayden, too. Hayden is their boxer dog.
Oh, hi, Hayden.
Very much fun to have around.
So what do we want to pick there, Jim?
Do Liza Jane.
Well, just goodbye, Liza Jane.
I do work up at Camp Conaqui during the summer, or I work there all year long, but they have summer camp up there on Spencer's side is special needs camp, and I go down every Thursday night and sing with the special needs campers, and we have a blast. And this song here is kind of become one of the most requested songs down there because it has a little bit of a train yodel in it, and once I start it, they all start making the train whistle noise, and we have a pretty good time. So it's called the Freight Train Blues.
I was born in Dixie in a boomer shack, just a little shanty by the railroad track. The humming of a driver is my lullaby, and a freight train whistle taught me how to cry. I got the freight train blues, Lord, Lord, Lordy, got them in the bottom of my rambling shoes. My daddy was a fireman and my mama dear. She was the only buddy of the engineer. My sweetie is a brakeman and it ain't no joke. It's a shame of the way she keeps a good man broke. I got the freight train blues. Lord, Lord, Lordy. Got them in the bottom of my rambling shoes. When the whistle blows, I gotta go. Autos always leave me cold. The moaning of a steeple never stir my soul. Only thing to make me want to navigate is a wildcat whistle on a southbound freight. I got the freight train blues. Lord, Lord, Lordy. Got them in the bottom of a rambling shoe. When the whistle blows, I gotta go. Getting old enough to travel around. I've tried 100 times to stop and settle down. Every time I find a place I want to stay, I hear a freight train whistle and I'm on my way. I got the freight train blues. Lord, 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 got them in the bottom of my rambling shoes. When the whistle blows, I gotta go. Oh, Lordy, I guess I'm never gonna.
Always a lot of fun, that song.
Yeah, I love that. I love that song. And Bernie, you sing that song good.
Well,
you sing that song good. I wanted to interject here. The Allegheny Drifters, I hope you will go get a chance to see. I hope you will go and get a chance to see them. Today, they're going to be at the Rachel Carson Trails 20th Anniversary Bash. They'll play between 5 and 9 o'clock. Hampton Township for that one. And then they're at the Wampum Gazebo Concert tomorrow night, June 12th at 7 o'clock. Wampum is not far from Pittsburgh at all, if you haven't been there. And then they're Friday and Saturday, the 17th and 18th. Boy, you guys are busy. They'll be at the Laurel Highlands Bluegrass Festival in Ligonier. Then June 25th, 2 weeks from today, they'll be at Old Economy Village, and then more and more to come. I think you'd really enjoy seeing these fellows and girl live.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. These guys.
Well, I'm used to that.
They're just a lot of fun.
I'm one of the guys.
To listen to, of course, but also to watch and to get a good full set. And they're also really gracious to be here Saturday. This is one of the busiest bands in bluegrass, and I hope maybe today we've introduced you to something new in hearing them, or if you've known them for years, you've just enjoyed hearing them.
Well, we've
today.
Been looking forward to being here for a long, long time, just never had a chance to squeeze it into the schedule. So thank you for having us.
Thank you. And you have one you want to bring us out with?
I think we're going to do from our latest. We're in the gospel line, but it's fast and fun. And this is one that I got from an old songbook somewhere. And we're going to do this one. I kind of blister it out. It's one called Send the Power Down. But first of all, we got to tell the folks what time it is. Time check, Burn.
It's gospel time again. It's gospel time again. Hallelujah, I'm so glad.
It's gospel time again. As we gather here in thy presence, Lord, on consecrated holy ground, that we all may bear witness for thee now. Oh, Father, send the power down.
Send the power down
from heaven. Send the power down in our hearts today. Send it down.
Never failing grace,
never failing grace. Task on earth to bravely face. Oh, Father, send the power down. Purify each heart with refining fire. Let perfect love in us abound. With all dross removed and each vain desire. Oh, Father, send the power down.
Send the power down.
Send the power down. Heaven, send the power down. In our hearts today, send it down.
Never failing grace.
Never failing grace. Task on earth to bravely face. Oh, Father, send the power down. By the power divine, touch the hearts of men. May they hear that joyful sound and be cleansed from sin by the blood divine. Oh, Father, send the power down.
Send the power down.
Send the power down. Heaven, send the power down. In our hearts today, send it down.
Never failing grace.
Never failing grace.
Each
task on earth to bravely face. Oh, Father, send the power down. Oh, Father, send the power down.
Allegheny Drifters, thank you.